Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Primetime from the Superbook Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising, and I am proud, as always, to be presented to you by Superbook Sports. Superbook Sports is where you go to wager on all the action this football season. Doesn't matter if it's football, basketball, hockey, or everything else in between, Superbook has you covered, so download the app today. Gary Ashton, the intel edge you need to succeed, can be found with the official real estate agent of the Nashville Predators and of yours truly. The intel edge you need is at GaryAshton.com. TrueMav Fitness, where you go to start your next fitness journey, a new way to work out, a new you in 2023 that can help you get going, and your first workout free at TrueMavFitness.com as a Middle Tennessee resident. And Two Rivers Ford, 2023 model year Fords available right now at the dealership in Mount Juliet. Go test drive one for yourself or check out all of their inventory online at tworiversford.com. So the blueprint for the Titans is something that I think a lot of people are trying to figure out. Now you have Rand Carthon in position. You've got a situation for the Titans where they still have a lot of questions and not a ton of answers directly in front of them, though that's what the next couple of months are about, right? And so you work through all the different iterations of, okay, you watch the 49ers this weekend. Can the Titans be the 49ers? Can they be something close? How much is Rand Carthon going to be able to get them there? How much of this is going to be dependent on the coaching situation that obviously on the offensive side of the ball, they still have to find solutions too. So the question that I want to ask you is this. It's an open-ended one. It's your Two Rivers Ford take. The Titans should copy what from the 49ers to be successful moving forward? So it's a fill-in-the-blank question here. I don't think we've ever had a fill-in-the-blank question for a Two Rivers Ford take. So producer Reed in his bag. The Titans should copy blank from the 49ers to be successful moving forward. That is, you fill in the blank, and we'll get into it together. You're going to hear from Rand Carthon here in just a second. There's a lot of different things that you can pick from. Obviously, you cannot copy and paste Kyle Shanahan, who is one of the reasons why the 49ers on offense are so successful. But there are elements of building that team that they have done well to put into place. That is something that Rand Carthon has been directly involved with. Run scheme and route combos, says Sensei IDJ on Twitch. Copy their acquisition of a top left tackle, says Matt S. Man, some of the Trent Williams highlights coming out of this weekend against Micah Parsons. How old is Trent Williams? I'll ask Siri that because I don't know what the answer to that question is. How old is Trent Williams? 34 years old, and he's out there working Micah Parsons of the Dallas Cowboys last night like he's a 25-year-old on his first deal out here just schooling dudes. The guy, he doesn't age at this stage, and they did acquire him via trade. Now, the circumstances around acquiring Trent Williams were far different, but yeah, I think a lot of people would not have had. I mean, I know Trent Williams has been in the league a long time, but 34 years old is kind of crazy to be still be playing at that high of a level. So we'll talk about this together. It's your Two Rivers Ford take. As always, it is made possible by Two Rivers Ford. Two Rivers Ford has those 2023 model year Fords on the lot right now. I'm a Two Rivers Ford customer. I love my car. My 2022 Ford Explorer, I got it from Two Rivers. I did it through the Built For You program, which means that you can select any Ford vehicle, any customizable options in any color that you so choose. They will build the vehicle for you and deliver it right to your door. It's like Amazon, but for a car. There's no better experience. Two Rivers Ford always goes above and beyond to make sure that the car buying process for you is fast, easy, and fun. They will always sell all new non-specialty Ford vehicles below MSRP. So get the best experience possible from Two Rivers Ford in Mount Juliet or online at tworiversford.com. Reed, what are you laughing about back there? You almost dropped your head into your hands in the middle of this. Show yourself on the screen. What are you giggling? What are you giggling about back there?
So I'm giggling. I just watched the Tom Brady clip that you have me pull up, and I was not expecting Tom Brady's answer to come in that form. That was the first time I had heard it, so it caught me off guard. I'm listening to you. I'm listening to Tom, and it just paired up perfectly. So as soon as I get the clip ready, everybody else will understand why I all of a sudden got the giggles.
That's what we call a tease, kids. So we'll hear from Tom Brady later on. Back to the shadows, Reed. Very good. So at this point, Bryce, don't judge Reed. Reed's hair looks fine. Don't tell Reed he needs a haircut. Listen, I like the flow. I would grow my hair out longer if it didn't turn into a fro. I like Reed's. I've got better facial hair. Reed's got better hair at this stage. Anyway, looking at the Titans and what they can replicate, what is it that they can copy and paste from the 49ers formula? So something that was asked of Rand Carthon on Friday, I thought the response was interesting. He was asked, can you build a championship-winning team around a running back in the league today? And the answer from the new general manager of the Titans is something exactly, I think, like what the fan base wants to hear from him right now.
You play running back. Your dad is one of the best running back coaches and offensive coordinator. Do you think a team can win a Super Bowl in today's NFL built around a running back?
Yeah. I joke and I say, you know, it's cute to play, you know, Golden State Warriors football on, you know, October, September. But when those conditions change and you can't throw the ball up and down the yard, you better be able to run it and you better be able to defend it. And I think if you look at the teams that are in the playoffs that are still playing at this stage, everybody's able to run the ball. So I think, you know, that you can win championships that way.
How much does your...
So that's Rand Carthon talking about specifically, he didn't specifically mention Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry wasn't a part of the question asked. But obviously, Derrick Henry is a big part of what the Tennessee Titans want to do. Now, he's only got 1 year left on his deal, but Rand Carthon made a comparison to the Golden State Warriors. Now, it is notable that the Golden State Warriors won a championship playing that style of basketball. So, not something that I would necessarily use as an example of taking a shot at NFL teams that very much base their attack around their passing game. But I think at this stage, the 49ers, that is what their offense is predicated first and foremost on. The ability to scheme the run and the ability to run the football using an offensive line, play action pass concepts that work off that run game and have success that way. Play defense, run the football, control the clock, win time of possession, make the opponent turn the ball over more than you turn the ball over. And that is basically what the Titans' ethos has been. Now, could they stand to do it in a more evolved form? Certainly. And that's what Rand Carthon will be responsible for doing as far as the personnel is concerned. Now, obviously, they need an offensive coordinator at this stage, and they don't yet have that at this time. But I think that Rand Carthon understands the ethos of what this team needs to be and how it is that Mike Vrabel wants to move forward at this stage in his coaching career. A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. GaryAshton.com is where you go for your dream address without the stress. My home. I've been in my house for almost 4 years. Gary and his team hooked me up. They will do the same for you with that Intel edge that you need to succeed in this red-hot Nashville real estate market. They'll help you sell your home without any showings or staging, help you find your next one so you can sell your current one while the market is still hot, and win the buyer battle while you cash in on your home equity right now. GaryAshton.com. The team that your favorite teams trust. So make sure you don't sell without the intel that only the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage can provide. So in looking at the roster construction of the Titans versus the 49ers, obviously the Titans don't have a George Kittle. Titans don't even have a Brandon Ayuk. I mean, maybe Treylon Burks turns into something, but at this stage, he's still an unproven commodity in his first year out of Arkansas, moving into his second. I think that there's a lot of different ways that you can look at what it is that the 49ers have done, though, to be bigger, faster, stronger, physical at the point of attack, at the line of scrimmage. And those are the general philosophical principles that Rand Carthon and the Titans have tried to work towards independently. Now they'll have to do it in a marriage together. And that with Derrick Henry is the, as you know, Derrick doesn't have to be the focal point necessarily, right? Derrick can be a featured player, but he doesn't have to be the focal point of everything that they do. Now, that's been out of necessity because of how many different injuries that they've had. And I think in a perfect world, they'd like to even that out a little bit. Balance is the key there. But I do think that at this stage, Derrick has a lot to offer, as we saw this year, working behind an offensive line that is in really, really poor condition. They'll have to start with that first and foremost before they do anything else this offseason, including the quarterback, which is something that we're going to talk about coming up next. So speaking of that quarterback situation, Rand Carthon, who you'll hear from momentarily, he did not provide a lot of context on his thoughts about Ryan Tannehill moving forward. The question that I would like to ask you is this: what is the most realistic option for the Titans at quarterback in 2023? Now, there's a lot of different names that are being floated out there. I don't know how many of you saw the trade rumors of Aaron Rodgers to the Jets today, but that those transactions, those conversations, have already started around the league. And the Titans are looking at a situation where Ryan Tannehill is under contract and trying to figure out, okay, is this still the thing that makes the most sense for our football team right now? So Rand was asked about Ryan Tannehill specifically, and his answer was not even non-committal. It's, well, I'll let him speak for himself.
Rand, what do you think of Ryan Tannehill, and is he your quarterback?
I don't think that's fair. At this point, we're still evaluating the roster. I am. You know, and that's going to take further conversations with me and Mike. Ryan has been great here. He's won a lot of football games, and I look forward to us winning football games, but I still need more time, you know, to evaluate and make those decisions. As you know, this is a quarterback-driven league, and people are hired and fired every day over that position. So we want to – I want to spend more time evaluating that position, so I'll have my own opinion, and Mike and I will confer and figure it out.
So that was Friday, and obviously, you know, he flew back to San Francisco. He was there last night for the game against the Cowboys. And I do take him at his word at this stage that he does need more time to evaluate the quarterback position. He is aware of what the roster situation was coming in. They didn't just give him the job without him knowing anything about what the Titans' current circumstance is. So he will have to make a lot of these decisions moving forward. But I do think that the quarterback situation is a curious one, given what we know about Ryan Tannehill and really what's happening around the NFL. Think about it this way: Dak Prescott has more playoff losses than Ryan Tannehill. Both only have two playoff wins on their record. Dak has played one more playoff game than Ryan Tannehill. Tannehill has played in 5. Dak Prescott has played in 6. Dak is 2-4. Tannehill is 2-3 at this stage. Josh Allen does not have a better playoff record than Ryan Tannehill, even as we know Josh Allen to be a physically superior player at the position. The quarterback is not the only thing that dictates your success or your failure in the postseason. But obviously, this is a circumstance that Ryan Tannehill, obviously, he has to prove things to not just the fan base, not just the people in the organization, but to himself at a certain stage, because I think at this point, Tannehill, he's only going to be 34 next season. Dak is 30, by the way. I didn't realize Dak Prescott had been in the league that long, but like put it into context. I think a lot of people, if I just posed you the question, would you rather have Dak or Tannehill? Probably 9 out of 10 of you would say Dak Prescott, but Dak Prescott really, by the numbers, and even by durability, has not been more available than Ryan Tannehill, and he's not had a higher win percentage than Ryan Tannehill. He's not been in a better offense than Ryan Tannehill has played in at the peak of their powers, even as the Cowboys won 12 games this season. It takes more than just the quarterback, but obviously there are going to be some interesting options mentioned around the Titans this offseason. One of those we're going to get to here in just a second, right after I remind you that A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports app today, and they will get you in on all the action. NFL playoffs well underway, and they will offer you great odds boosts and promo bets. They'll even match your first bet up to $1,000 win or lose. Mike, who runs their social accounts for Superbook, texted me their Super Bowl odds today. The Chiefs are plus 260, Bengals plus 270, Eagles plus 280, and the Niners plus 300 right now to hoist the Lombardi Trophy at Superbook Sports. Terms and conditions, go to superbook.com. Gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. So, quarterback rumors already underway, and the best option at quarterback for the Titans, absolutely, is Ryan Tannehill moving forward, both from a financial standpoint, an institutional knowledge standpoint, but you should always, as they have been doing, explore your opportunities to upgrade every offseason, no matter what the quarterback's contract situation is. Now, Tom Brady is somebody who's going to be a free agent. In fact, he's 45 right now. He's going to be 46 years old by the time they play football next season. Tom Brady is the best available free agent quarterback on the market, which is crazy to think about, and yet it's so. So his former teammate, Devin McCourty, was on NFL Network's pregame show, I believe Saturday morning or Sunday morning. I can't recall. Either way, at some point this weekend. McCourty's obviously I think he retired officially from the New England Patriots at this stage, and he's looking to do a little TV work. But he said if Tom goes anywhere, McCourty will think about joining him, and the place that keeps getting linked to Tom Brady, the Tennessee Titans.
And Devin, I hand it off to you to kick that thorny subject off.
That's why I'm here. I'm probably in that small group, right?
Yeah, so that's
how we do it. First topic we throw at
well,
you.
Hold on a minute. Let's talk about throwing smoke here. Are you in that group, Devin?
No, I'm not really.
Oh, okay.
It sounded good to start your TV day off like that, you know?
Our TV day, yes.
Yeah. But I think for Tom, it's figuring out, and he said that he's going to take time. What I want him to do, go back to New England. I'll go back, too, if he goes. But what I think he's going to do, he's going to keep playing. I think a team like the Titans, you know, he has Vrabel down there, a guy he played with, not too far from his family being on the East Coast, different than going all the way out to Vegas. I know Josh McDaniels is there, but you go to Tennessee, great running back, good defense. They'll get some more weapons in there to throw the ball to. I can see Tom right there continuing this great career.
It's just another discussion in the series of oh no tweets. Tom Brady to the Titans is going to haunt me like a ghost this offseason. Now, listen, you never say never on any of these circumstances. The Titans were never going to trade A.J. Brown, and now he's on his way to the NFC Championship game with the Philadelphia Eagles. The Titans are an interesting situation because obviously Tannehill's got a dead cap hit of $18 million. If they cut him, to move him would be particularly difficult this offseason because he's coming off of ankle surgery, and the timeline for that shouldn't be anything detrimental, but it's not just a high ankle sprain. It's ligament damage that's associated with that. He said the rehab's going well, but I don't know what his status will be. At what point does it make sense to feasibly move Ryan Tannehill if you're going to try and explore a trade? Now, for Tom Brady's standpoint, Tommy's out here doing the media thing. He's got his own podcast. He does it with Jim Gray and Larry Fitzgerald, which is an interesting trio of human beings. And it is creatively titled, Let's Go. So Tom Brady is saying that he needs more time. But what does he need more time to do? That is the better question.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
Uh-oh, Tommy's sassy. I'm taking it one day at a time. Jim, if I knew what I was going to do, I'd effing do it. That's Tom Brady on his own podcast, not handling the simplest of questions with a lot of patience at this time. What did Jim go? I can sense you're antagonized. Yes, Jim, very astute of you to notice the angst in Tom Brady's voice. So we'll see what happens at this stage. Ronnie Sneed says of Tom Brady, just retire for F's sake. Yeah, I mean, he literally left Giselle so he could keep playing football and get his ass bounced in the wild card round. Like, think about that. Tom Brady left the most famous divorced, well, I don't know who initiated the divorce. It sounded like it might have been Giselle. But Tom Brady said, you know what? No. You know what's more important? Me getting my ass kicked by the Cowboys in the wild card round, because that dude loves football. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to retire. Now, where he ends up going, if he ends up going back to Tampa, seems unlikely at this time. I know they're the betting favorite for him when you look at sports books and things like that. I think the situation for Tom is that, one, you know he's going to play. If he wasn't going to play, we wouldn't be having these conversations. I think his marriage would probably still be intact, and he'd probably be a more well-rounded human being. But Tom Brady didn't give a shit about that. Tom Brady wants to play football. So Tom Brady at 46 years old is going to keep trying to play football. And, you know, Tom needs a little more help around him than he used to. Now, I don't know that he's going to get that help in Tennessee. This is not an overwhelmingly promising roster, but the roster that we're currently looking at versus the roster that we will see when this team takes the field for training camp at the end of July, that might be a different conversation. But there is no guarantee that coming to Tennessee would be a better situation for Tom Brady at this point. Cabal says on YouTube, Buck said Tom Brady getting his butt kicked in the playoffs is more important than his supermodel wife. That is crazy. Spot the lie, my guy. Like, wait, I'm going off his behavior. He's telling you what he values more in life, and what he values more in life is, you know, losing to the Cowboys in the playoffs, because at least it's playing football. So we'll see how it goes as far as the Tom Brady pursuit or lack thereof, however this ends up going, is concerned. Meanwhile, let's wrap this thing up with our end of show question. Final four in the NFL is set. Which team are you most surprised to see have made it this far? The question that producer Reed has posed to us is this in the comments on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch. Which remaining NFL playoff team was least likely to make it this far? So the four remaining playoff teams, the Niners, the Eagles, the Bengals, and the Chiefs. Which of those four are you most surprised to see have made it to this point? Brent Beard says none. They're all legit. Kevin Petway says the Bengals. Well, we'll talk about it together in the comments on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. Right after I remind you that primetime is made possible by TrueMath Fitness in the Gulch. TrueMath Fitness is the best workout that you will find, no matter how it is that you like to work out. Whether you are interested in their boot camp style classes, the personal training that they offer, or their open gym, they have any number of membership options that will fit your budget and your needs. It's a great time to get on track if your New Year's resolution is to get more physically fit. They're not going to put you in a position where you're uncomfortable, because a lot of times that can be the case. Certainly when I started to go try and get my fat ass back into shape, it was not pleasant for me for the first couple of times. I didn't like the experience. I was nervous the first time I was going in there, because a lot of the people look like they've been doing this for a while. And that was not something that I experienced once I got into the flow. Once I started to work with their staff, they made it so much fun, and I enjoy the process now. You can do that too at TrueMathFitness.com, where you can also get your first workout free as a Middle Tennessee resident. Just tell them A to Z Sports sent you. All right, so which of the four is most surprising to see in the championship weekend? 49ers with Mr. Irrelevant as quarterback. They have been kicking ass. Brent Beard says, you're not fat, Buck. Stop. Well, I'm not anymore. I'm down 42 pounds, so we're cooking. Shout out TrueMath Fitness. That's truth to power right there. Dean Buckwalter says Niners, third string quarterback. Absolutely. Kansas City says Will Hood. That's an interesting submission. Wide receivers left in an average defense. Guess you never bet against Mahomes. Well, Mahomes and Andy Reid. And the wide receivers are okay. Like, the defense isn't great, but they've got players. And yeah, having the $500 million quarterback really goes a long way, turns out. But I think the team that, shouldn't have surprised me, but does keep hanging around is absolutely the Cincinnati Bengals. But Joe Burrow, man, I think the world of that dude. Even as Mahomes, I think I would, if you asked me who I would rather have at the quarterback position for like the next 10 years, Mahomes would be the answer. If, you know, health is health. If they're both healthy, I guess at this point, but, and Mahomes is obviously not, he's going to be playing with a high ankle sprain in the playoffs. Just what the Cincinnati Bengals have done and what they continue to do, I shouldn't be surprised, just impressed at this point.
Yesterday, just that chip on your shoulder, everyone talking about a neutral AFC championship game, not even thinking about you guys. How much did that motivate you coming into this?
You better send those refunds.
It is tough because they have to formulate the plans for coin tosses, and they got to formulate the plans for neutral site games, and we just keep screwing it up for everybody, and I hate that for people that have to endure all those logistical issues, and then we just keep screwing it up, so I'm sorry.
Zach Taylor doesn't sound very sorry to me in that clip, but, you know, I wouldn't be either. He's getting ready to playing the AFC Championship game for a second straight year and trying to make a Super Bowl for the second straight season. And I think, you know, Mahomes' injury is a big deal. I think the Bengals are totally capable of doing it at this point. It's going to do it for us tonight on the Primetime Show. Thank you guys, as always, for spending your evening with us. Radio show tomorrow, going to be a lot of fun. Lucas is back. Robert Walsh has to eat a whole onion live on the air. I don't know why he's doing it, but he's committed to the bit. So if you want to be disgusted and potentially laugh and see Robert throw up on camera, you can do that from 10 to 1 on 104.5 The Zone. If I don't talk to you on the radio show, we will be back here tomorrow night to continue the Titans conversation with an offensive coordinator update that I think you guys are going to be interested in. So have a great rest of your evening, and I will talk to you tomorrow at 10 on the radio or at 8 p.m. on A to Z Sports Primetime.
Well, are you surprised to hear that?
Certainly not. The first year we took it to the limit. And I was in Miami with my new beach house. Well, it was a couple minutes from the beach.
It's been 20 years since then. We haven't been too strong in the last few years.
Oh, we've been strong. We're just playing by the rules. You can't have a newcomer come in and steal a show.
Thank you.